You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And it is actually news that I've got for you this week. I know, it feels like it's been a little while with a lot of other exciting things that have been going on in the theatre world, but when I saw this story this week, I knew I had to share it with you because for the first time in 50 years, we are getting a brand new West End theatre. How amazing is that? It's called At Soho Place, which is written in all lowercase with the at symbol at the front of it, just FYI. And it's going to be located in a newly created square called Soho Place, which is just across from Tottenham Court Road tube station in London. The theatre itself will feature a curved auditorium known as The Hug, which I'm already in love with, and it'll be possible to change the seating and stage configuration for every production, which is something that hasn't really been done to this level before. When they were putting the plans for the theatre together, the owner, Nika Burns, who is a phenomenal theatre producer in her own right, she asked creatives what they would want from a brand new theatre, and this idea of a flexible auditorium seemed to be the main thing. But alongside that, no seat will ever be further than 6 rows from the stage, which means that there should be perfect sight lines and acoustics and a real intimacy between the performers and audience, regardless of how the stage and seating are configured. So no being stuck behind a pillar, no being on the corner so you miss half the stage. Again, this is such a novel concept, and I'll bet it was a really challenging thing to build. So while it looks amazing in the photos that we've seen this week, it'll definitely be interesting to see how well it pays off in practice when the theatre officially opens this autumn. We don't know yet what show will have the honour of being the first to perform at Soho Place, but it really feels like it's going to be a game changer, whatever it is. Because look, I could go on and on about the design and the architectural aspects that make At Soho Place so interesting. You know, the fact that Nika Burns said that the interior is inspired by her own visit to the ancient Greek theatre of Epidaurus, or how architect Simon Alford has said that it is undoubtedly the most complex and delightful project he's ever worked on, and described it as the highly engineered architecture and design of a Swiss watch, but built on an urban scale. Like, I could go on about all that kind of stuff because it really is fascinating and such a technical and structural achievement. But I'm not going to do that because I have even better news. Brace yourself. I can confirm that At Soho Place will have more women's toilets than men's. I know, maybe this doesn't sound massively exciting to you, but my God, this is such a huge deal. If you are a woman who goes to the theatre, it is just a fact of life that you're going to spend ages queuing to go to the toilet. You have to strategically plan a visit before the show starts by picking a time when it's hopefully not too busy, or you just accept that you're going to use the entire interval standing in a queue. In fact, it's such a novelty when there isn't a queue that you often end up not knowing what to do with yourself. I think I genuinely panicked the woman selling ice creams one time when I was at the Theatre Royal here in Nottingham, because I just waltzed into the toilets at the interval with no queue at all, and then I still had like 20 minutes to kill, so obviously I went to get an ice cream, and I was just so shocked that I hadn't had to wait that I just talked at this poor lady and waxed lyrical about how surprised I was that I hadn't needed to queue. And bless her, she couldn't escape, she was just stuck in her little booth trying to sell ice creams. But that's how rare it is that women don't have to queue at the theatre. And the theatres here in Nottingham are relatively modern or newly renovated, and they fortunately have quite a lot of toilets anyway. I mean, don't get me started on the much older theatres in London's West End, many of which are listed buildings, of course, so they can't really be changed much for the most part. And there you have to deal with this sort of Victorian hangover where it was just accepted that women wouldn't want to go to the toilet in public, so they didn't need that many toilets in the theatre. And so you end up going down these tiny corridors or up little staircases to get to the most cramped, claustrophobia-inducing bathroom that only has like two stalls in it anyway, and a tiny sink to serve the entirety of the dress circle. It's madness! So the fact that at Soho Place are putting in more toilets for women is an absolute godsend, let me tell you. And also, on a slightly more serious note, it is really worthwhile acknowledging that it's not just that there are more women's toilets generally at Soho Place, it's that there are more toilets for women than there are for men. That's a really important distinction. You know, my brother is an architectural engineer, and I'm pretty sure I'm right in saying that in buildings today, there still has to be a 50-50 split in the space that is used for men and women's toilets. So you take the overall toilet space and exactly half of it goes to the men and the other half goes to the women, which is all fine and equal and everything like that. But we all know that women take longer and so the queues quickly build up. I mean, side note, this would all be solved if we got rid of gender toilets altogether and just had unisex bathrooms with individual cubicles in them. But apparently that's still too radical an idea for some members of the general public. So at the very least, it's nice to see Nika Burns and the team behind At Soho Place offering a slightly different solution to mitigate one of the biggest problems that women have when going to the theatre. I mean, I didn't expect to spend this entire podcast just talking about toilets, but evidently it's something that I care a lot about, and it is such an overlooked thing a lot of the time. So I guess I'm making this my new campaign. Either way, the main point is that At Soho Place will open properly in autumn, and I cannot wait to see what happens with it. As I said, this is the first new West End theatre that we've had in 50 years, so it's a very big deal, and I think it really has the potential to be a theatrical game changer, particularly in terms of how the seating can be moved around to make the most of the space, and supposedly guarantee every single audience member perfect sightlines and acoustics, which isn't something that any other theatre can really promise. I will link a video in the post here if you want to see inside the auditorium at Soho Place for yourself, because it really does look spectacular. It's very impressive. Plus the extra toilets, which is an extra selling point, of course. But on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. with a brand new spotlight on to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. You can also follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.